Hare Krishna, I have a question from a Chako Mihai Bhakta who has two questions. One is that he says, I see devotees chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra and the Pranam Mantra between rounds. And is this necessary? And the other is sometimes when devotees greet each other, even when I see younger devotees greeting older devotees, they say Hari Bol. He says, is this all right? And Chaitanya Charitamrita Srila Prabhupada tells us that we should chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra before chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and that you should always also chant Hari Haraya Nama Krishna afterwards. The former is something that generally devotees do, the latter rarely. But this specifically refers to kirtan. It doesn't refer to japa, at least. Srila Prabhupada doesn't explicitly say so. That devotees may want to chant the Panchatattva mantra before they chant the Hare Krishna mantra during japa, there's no harm. This is a type of thing that is neutral in effect. If you do it, it's fine. And if you don't do it, it's also fine. There's no sinful reaction incurred by not doing it. As far as chanting Pranam Mantra, of Srila Prabhupada, of one spiritual master, that I've never heard any reference in regards to chanting japa. As a general principle, certainly before one begins puja, one worships one spiritual master and says one spiritual master's pranams. So when beginning to chant japa, just like when beginning to chant Gayatri Mantra, then it is better the devotees offer their obeisances. In fact, I wouldn't even say it's better. I would say it's compulsory that the devotees offer their respects to their spiritual master, remember their spiritual master, before they begin worship of the Lord. That's our religion. That's our way of life. First Guru, then Gauranga, then the Supreme Lord. To do it between every round, again, it's not necessary, but there's certainly no harm. It's beneficial. Therefore, we remember our spiritual master. As Vishwanath Chakravarti says, yas yastri sandhyam dayam stuvam stasya yas yastri sandhyam. Yes, three times a day I should remember my spiritual master. It's while chanting the Gayatri Mantra, we're already remembering him. So, with the Guru Gayatri. This is my response or answer in regards to these two questions. And then the other question about devotees addressing, and especially addressing senior devotees with Hari Bol. There is a letter, the context of which I'm not clear of, where Srila Prabhupada says saying Hari Bol and saying Hare Krishna are the same. Nonetheless, when one says Hari Bol, literally it means chant Hare Krishna. For a younger devotee to address someone like that, that's a meeting, telling a senior chant Hare Krishna. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem appropriate. That's not the humble attitude. Indeed, I would even say that for a devotee to tell any devotee, greet someone by saying chant Hare Krishna is sort of presumptuous. It's assuming that he's not chanting Hare Krishna. So I would recommend saying Hare Krishna as a form of address, as a form of greeting other Vaishnavas, and I would reserve Hari Bol, well, as part of Kirtan, Gaur Nityananda Bol, Hari Bol, or when we have especially Hari Nam, then we chant Hari Bol. In Hungary also, what has become somewhat prevalent is devotees using this expression, Hari. I haven't heard it elsewhere, but they greet each other saying Hari. And, well, once again, there's certainly nothing wrong in saying the name of the Lord. That's not something that Srila Prabhupada did. And it seems a little informal. When I hear it being done, it doesn't sound right. I'd prefer to hear the things that Srila Prabhupada did and rather say Hare Krishna. And very interestingly, it's something that little children, I mean really little, just children who can just sort of barely talk, that's become very common, that's how they speak, that's how they greet or say goodbye. They say Hari, obviously, because that's what they've learned from their parents. So Sadachar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, is the ornament of Vaishnavas. We do things the right way and without necessarily making any changes to the system that we've received from our acharyas, then that's certainly the safest way to pass things on, because the tendency always is to always change. Unfortunately, in this day and age, the tendency will be is that people will want to change things. So best that we just don't change things from the beginning and just do things as Srila Prabhupada did them, and then we're always on safe ground. Hare Krishna.